Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is the first Last Drop of 2024. I'm your godfather, Whiskey.
2023.
It's the first of two. You fucking up already. Look at you. You fucking up. This is why I'm the host. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
And I'm JoJo.
Yeah, I'm JoJo. What you the godfather of? Sleeping? Football? No, you're not. Yoon's a bigger football guy.
I need to have a football podcast.
Yoon's a bigger football guy than you.
No.
Yeah, he is. No. He watches every fucking game.
Yeah, so do I. What do you think I was doing on my phone?
Oh, so when you're supposed to be sitting here working with your favorite family member of all time or whatever, doing this extravagant podcast as I set the mood and lighting and put on some cologne to smell good and everything, whatever and stuff. And look at that thing over there. Look at it. Look at it shooting up its little fumes or whatever. I got all that light. I got that light show display for you. You over here watching the motherfucking game.
Shouldn't you be watching it? Your team is
the one that's Shut up. We don't want to talk about Bruno. And we damn sure don't want to talk about them. Yeah, last time I saw my team play, lost by 10.
My team won by 1 last night.
That was by luck, because,
I don't want to hear it. It was the right call. He was ineligible.
The ref, like, he ignored him.
Oh, my men are not supposed to be alive. He was ineligible.
That's why nobody
was even on him. Nobody was
that well, you know, the ref looked like he ignored all three of them. But
well,
I,
guess what? The same thing happened to the Cowboys in the Eagles game, and nobody seemed to care. But now that it happened to the Lions in the Cowboys game, everybody seems to give a fuck about it.
Yeah, because the Lions are the underdog. We want the Lions to win.
The Cowboys are the underdog, too. We didn't want a Super Bowl in I don't know how long.
25 fucking years, yeah. Your whole life, basically, yeah. So, yeah. Y'all ain't won a playoff game.
What did you mean? We just won a playoff game last
year. Who'd you get eliminated by?
It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
Hey, who'd you get eliminated by?
It's irrelevant.
Hey, who'd you get eliminated by the past 3 years?
Who'd you just lose to last week?
Who'd you get eliminated by the last 3 weeks? Who
are you almost losing to right now?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. The Commanders ain't shit to us, okay? Yeah. Hey, who'd you get eliminated by the past 3 weeks?
It doesn't matter.
3 years.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful playoff. You know, I have a coworker who thinks that the whole NFL is rigged, and he goes by betting odds, and he said that Kansas City will be back in the Super Bowl again.
No.
He actually bet me
$100. The only way Kansas City is going to be back in the Super Bowl, the only reason it would, is because Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
So here, he showed me some betting odds, and he said, here's how it's going to go, Super Bowl. It's going to be Rams versus Kansas City.
No, it's not.
I just looked at him and I was just like,
it's definitely not.
I was like, all right, man. And he even showed me the money that's on those two teams.
Because
and
I
was
like, the Chiefs beating the Ravens.
Chiefs ain't beating the Ravens.
That's not happening.
Well, here's the thing, though. I feel like the Chiefs play this way every year, though. They're not really that good in my... Thank you. Okay.
But this year, they actually don't... I mean, their record isn't bad, but it's not as good as it used to be, but...
The Ravens look really good. They do. You saw how fucking well Lamar was playing on the fucking 49. I was like, God damn, somebody stop this... You know what I yelled out? Somebody injure this motherfucker, please.
They look really, really good.
That motherfucker knew how to run that ball. Really? He knew how to throw it. I was like, Jesus Christ, this motherfucker's unstoppable. I mean... The way he would short run it and then throw it, like, randomly, I mean, it was, I ain't gonna lie, it was pretty beautiful. I'm not gonna lie. Fuck Cody, but, you know, the way his quarterback played, it was actually really beautiful. I mean, he finally found a way to combine his speed and throwing arm together. And it looked damn near unstoppable. I'm not gonna lie. It looked really good. I actually was kind of, like, jealous a little bit. Because, you know, he was rumored to come to the 49ers when they wasn't going to give him his trade. That motherfucker had a chip on his shoulder that game. He said, I got something to show you.
He sure did.
We didn't deny him. Why the fuck did he show to us? He need to be mad at the Ravens. Not
David,
us.
I think it'll be the Ravens.
Yeah, it looked like it is going to be the Ravens.
I don't know.
I don't.
AFC,
the NFC looks
the AFC,
toss up.
The AFC... For sure, the Ravens, I think.
Yeah.
The NFC, it can go anyway.
Yeah. It looks like a toss-up on that side, but it looked like the Ravens are the most dominant right now. With I think Miami is in second place to them, right? It's 11-5, are they? They're 11-5 or 11-6? Somebody.
11-4.
I think they're 11-4, and then Lions are 11-5 now because they lost to you guys. So they're 11-5, so they're third. So I think it's between those three, but it looked like the Ravens are like leading that by like a long shot or whatever. I mean, we'll see when the playoffs come because, you know,
I think the Eagles are overrated.
Of course you do. Of course you think that.
The Eagles are not going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't think they're going to Super Bowl shit.
I think about it, like, most of the Eagles games have been really close games.
Like, except for our game.
They've been squeaking by.
When we dominated them.
So,
in our revenge match.
That's what I say. I don't think the Eagles are not.
You know, I hope my coworker is right. I hope it is the Rams.
It's not going to be.
Because I want. Because you know who they play in the first round if they do go there.
They play you guys.
Yeah. So I hope so. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Actually, I'd like to be the ones to eliminate them. So yeah, I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Rams are going
to. Because they got to beat us, and their track record of beating us. Ain't that great.
I'm not gonna lie, the Bills season started off really bad, but the Bills actually kind of look good too.
Yeah. The Bills are doing with, and I was gonna say, I forgot what team I was thinking of. I was looking at the standings and records the other day. I was actually shocked that the Eagles had like eight, I mean, the Seahawks had eight wins. I was like, where the fuck they get that from? I was like, what the fuck?
Seahawks aren't a bad team.
Oh, and the Jaguars, too. They got like, I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? It's like, they actually look pretty decent right now, so.
Have you heard about the Super Bowl theory, though?
That the
colors,
49ers
are
going to win?
No, the colors in the Super Bowl logo, every year they release the Super Bowl logo, and there's always different colors in it, and every year so far they've been right. And this year, I think the colors that they have first released were
purple and yellow.
Purple and red, I think. So everybody was like, it's going to be the 49ers and the Ravens.
Fuck.
Okay? That's what I heard. And then, supposedly, they released a new logo like 2 weeks ago. And both of the colors in the logo looked like they were blue. So people were like, maybe it's the Bills and Cowboys. Maybe it's the Bills and the Rams.
A lot of teams are blue. Shit.
But it was the royal blue.
That's the Rams and Cowboys and...
Bills.
Bills, yeah. Well, Bills, they're kind of navy-ish, ain't it?
No, they're like actual royal blue.
Isn't there another team that got a little royal blue in them, too?
Well, we know it's not going to be the Giants.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you don't know that.
It's not going to be the Giants.
Never say never.
So, I don't know. Some people are saying that it could have been
oh, so you
blue
sound,
and
you,
purple.
You sound like my coworker now. It's conspiracy theories now.
So far, they've been right. Every year.
I don't know about that. Anyway, Janae, JoJo, it's a new year, And then, you know, in January, we like to do something different. Last year, we did seltzers. You remember that? Yoon was on this week's a year ago, whatever. And
that was when we did the cranberry.
White Claw cranberry, yeah. And I thought it would be so good because it had my favorite drink.
It smelled really good.
Ended up being like shit. It tasted like shit. Topo Chico.
Was the worst one.
You know, they make a fucking water. A mineral water. I saw that shit when I was picking this up, and I just stared at it. The guy came up to me. It's really hard to fuck up water. The guy came up to me. He said, "Can I help you with anything?" And I just said, "Why is it here?" He just said, "What do you mean?" I just said, "I didn't know they made water." He was just like, "Oh, yeah, they make all kinds of products."
A lot of people drink their water, too.
The fuck? So that was my number one worst of drink of last year or whatever. I thought that tasted like shit. I thought it was probably the worst one. It made the can taste like pure metal. So, I went down that cocktail aisle, because this month is cocktail in a can. Because January tends to be like a lazy month. I just open up a can and pour into a glass and drink from that shit. I don't feel like buying anything. I don't feel like getting anything, whatever. And this day, what was that, my phone? Okay, let me mute that motherfucker, because I don't want no distractions. it ain't New Year's yet, bitch. So, I was walking down the aisle. It was a crowded fucking aisle, too. I didn't think anybody ever bought anything down this aisle or whatever.
Cause everybody always bought stuff down the aisle.
I didn't know people bought this shit. Like, it's in the hard cider, which, by the way, Twisted Tea is a hard cider. I didn't even know that. They only have peach flavor, but I was like, I don't want that one. And I went to the court, and they got all kinds of flavor. So I'll go there and get that one, because we'll be doing a Twisted Tea at the end. JoJo wants to do that really bad for some fucking reason.
I just want
to
see what it tastes like.
Cider.
I'm just saying, I always see a whole bunch of people drinking it, so I want to see what it tastes like.
The only thing I know about that is somebody beat somebody's ass with that can.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know. He whooped that ass with that can, too. So that can must be really powerful, because that can didn't put a dent in it. I heard sales went up on that goddamn product. Did you know in the hood that motherfuckers don't use bullets anymore? They use Twisted Tea cans. They do Twisted Tea can drive-bys now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. I got shot up the other day, whatever. You see these can holes on me and shit?
No.
So I was down this aisle for the longest. I had to hurry up and get the fuck out of it because the motherfucker that was other down there, he just wouldn't shut the fuck up. He just kept talking. Hey, they make Sunny D down here now. And I just, like, somebody shut. His wife was, or his girl, whoever she was just, like, ignoring him the whole time, just looking. And he's just like, hey, babe. And you could tell, like, it was kind of like my ex and her boyfriend when he was riding that scooter and she was talking to me. And and she was just kind of looking at him like.
Hey, what if they listen to your podcast?
So her name is Kutu. Okay. You could tell the look on her face. She made a mistake in life.
She sure did.
And I'm petty, so I enjoyed every bit of it.
She knew she fucked up.
Yeah. We didn't break up on bad terms. We just went our separate ways. That was a high school thing, though. So, I love it too, because she's not even with him no more. I'm petty, so I enjoy shit like that. So, you know.
We know you're petty.
Yeah, they don't call me the petty one for nothing. I'm petty. I like revenge and shit like that.
We know.
They always say, oh, karma. Karma's a bitch. She takes too fucking long. I don't want no fucking karma. I want me. I'm instant. I get you right then and there or whatever and shit like that. Like when you.
And then what happens when you get your karma?
I don't get, there's no such thing as karma. That bitch don't exist, okay? So like
does exist.
So like if you get hit by a car, I'm gonna hit you with mine right after. Cause I want the other leg to be broke. That's how petty I am.
Your logic does not make sense.
Yes, it does. Okay. That car took him out, but I'm gonna finish. I want the other leg now, because you broke your leg now. I want the other leg broke too. That's how fucked up I am.
So I'm gonna remember this. If your leg is ever broke,
yeah.
I want the other one broke too.
Why would you want that on me? I never done nothing to you. I invited you on my podcast or whatever and stuff.
You was just talking shit about my team.
How was I talking shit about your team?
So, who have y'all got eliminated by for like...
Yeah, that's not talking shit. That's facts. I provide facts. I don't talk shit. I provide facts.
Who did y'all lose to in the Super Bowl?
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up. Shit. We lost... You know who we lost to? Ourselves. Because you know damn well Patrick Mahomes didn't play that well in that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that third and fourth quarter, he was sucking ass, huh? Mm-hmm. But Patrick Mahomes is the next best thing. Motherfucker, Jimmy G gave him that fucking Super Bowl. Shut the fuck up, please. That motherfucker was throwing like shit. He threw two interceptions, too.
I mean, to be honest, it's rare that Patrick Mahomes plays good. I'm starting to find that out because I have him on my fantasy team.
I've been knowing that.
And it seems like every single time I start him and don't put him on the bench, he plays like shit. He only gets me like 5 points.
Maybe he don't like you.
6 points. And then every time I'm like, oh, he had a bad week. And he's going up against a really good defense this week. Let me go ahead and bench him. He puts up 20 points, 25 points, 30 points.
I don't think, I never thought he was that great. I thought he just always had a good coach and good team, to be honest, whatever. Because
if you put Patrick Mahomes on a team like the Panthers...
He's
not.
That's kind of not fair, though, because Panthers suck all around.
That's my point that I'm trying to make. If you're that good and it's you that's that good.
I mean, give him at least a midway team. Don't even give him that. That's like the worst of the worst. That's like sending you to fail or whatever. Like at least put him on, like.
Okay, the Giants.
Put him on the Rams.
Put him on the Giants. No, because he's going to excel with the Rams.
Let's put him on the Rams.
The Rams have really good receivers.
Yeah, but put him on the Rams anyway. Put him on the Rams.
The Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
Because
you know what? He's got to go through us. Okay.
No, they're going to go to the Super Bowl if you put him. You have to put him on a team like the Giants.
I was going
to
say the Giants?
Yeah. You put him on the Rams, they're going to the Super Bowl.
I know people listening to this probably like, shut that bitch up or whatever shit. Talking about Patrick Mahomes ain't good. Yeah, I said that first, bitch. So, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is overrated.
You getting called all kind of B-words.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they like this Chinese motherfucker you.
Not Chinese.
Oh.
But I don't.
Yeah, she's part of that group that enslaved the other ones. What? You Japanese. Yeah. Yeah, y'all wasn't the slaves. Y'all was the enslavees. I bet y'all just like look at other people when y'all walk down the street and go, if this was the
1600s. No, that's not how that works.
I would whip him. No, so anyway, I was down this aisle. I couldn't make up my mind. There's so many choices. I was thinking of going with our the Bacardi ones we had last time. Because now they sell individual ones, whatever, for each flavor now. But they had some different flavors. We didn't even try out of that pack, whatever, and stuff. And I was like, no, I'm going to go something different. This is the last pack of this.
So, it was. Hopefully it's good. I'm not going to say it must be good.
It's got a 5-star rating on Total Wine. Every review on there talks about, like, there was one in California that said he drove all the way to Pasadena because the Long Beach one didn't have anymore to go get him.
This better be
fucking good. So basically what it is it's Grizzly's Cosmic Black made with aged bourbon. I've never seen that.
Gourmet cola.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, because I don't drink soda. So what the fuck is gourmet cola?
I don't know about that all.
Mexican Coke?
I don't know.
Because Yoon drinks the shit out of Mexican Coke. He says that's the best Coke ever, because it's got all that goddamn sugar in it.
All the Coke's the same to me, except for like Diet Coke. But.
So, aged bourbon, Janae, JoJo. I don't know how long it was aged for. It's got zero added sugar, too, though. That's the thing. It's got 6% alcohol in it, and there's a little description here. Let's see. Oh, 2-year-old high rye bourbon. No added sugar and just a little heat. Enjoy little heat. And get cosmic. So, this label got me, what made me buy it. I love the cover of it. The box of it looks cool as shit. They had a few little drinks there I was going to try. At first, I was going to get us a mezcal margarita. I didn't know they had that. I was just like, ooh, mezcal margarita? That's great. I'll probably get that next week, though. I'm not going to buy these 4-packs no more because Court in Long Beach actually sells these individually. So I don't need a 4-pack now. JoJo, I'll let you go ahead and open that bad boy up, whatever. I love that they don't tell you which rye bourbon they use for that.
I'm a little curious. It said a little heat. Is it supposed to be a little spicy? Got a little kick to it?
Probably a little kick to it? Yeah, kick as our mother would say. It got a little kick to it. That's a big-ass can.
It is. I thought they were
going to
be like little skinny cans.
Yeah, I thought so, too. It's a nice can, though.
It is a nice can.
You get your own, shit. Fuck that. It's mine, too. These are nice cans. I ain't going to lie, though. Their mascot looked like a fucked-up Grimace. Looked like a fucking Chupacabra or something like that. He looked really screwed up. He looked jacked, dude. The can is light, though. I don't think I can beat nobody's ass with this.
I don't know.
Hey, probably so. Here, hit me upside the head with it now. If I go unconscious, then you need to finish the show then. Hit this stop button right here, then, okay?
Bourbon, whiskey, and natural flavors. Artificial sweetener and caramel color.
This was canned by Surf City Steelworks in Huntington Beach, California. Oh, shit. Republicans.
only 120 calories.
Is that a lot?
No.
That's less? Okay. I don't know shit about calories, so. Bourbon whiskey with natural flavors, artificial sweetener, and caramel color. Yeah. Let's open this bad boy. Oh, shit.
Wow.
That looked like soda.
It does.
Damn. It tastes like soda. Okay, that little drop I had.
Ooh, it does. I think I'm going to like this. But I think it's probably going to taste better over ice because it's not really cold. It's like
yeah, it's kind of warm, right now, huh? Yeah.
I think it's going to taste better over ice.
Let's do this. Let's first sip it from the can, and then we'll sip it from the glass, and then we'll put ice in it.
Okay.
So first, what that smell like to you? That smell like soda.
It smells
like fucking soda, okay?
Soda or like candy, like.
It smells sweet as shit. I'm not gonna lie.
It smells sweeter than soda.
You know what it smells like, though? Vanilla Coke.
Yes.
It smells like vanilla Coke, which makes sense because bourbon has
It kind of smells like a little bit like a root beer, too. Like
I could see that. A little A&W root beer. Kind of like root beer float-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So that vanilla might be like a little bit of cream.
A cream soda.
Yeah. Like actually, this would probably make a good-ass float. A little liquor float or whatever and shit.
I mean, I like how it smells. It smells sweet, but I like how it smells.
I don't drink soda, so I don't know. Oh, let me drink from the can first. Let's go ahead and sip this. Cheers.
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 That shit leaking? I definitely taste the bourbon.
Me too.
But it's so light. It's like in the back. I don't
taste. You can taste it, but it's like.
It's sugary. It's sweet. It doesn't taste. You don't taste the alcohol of it. You just taste.
You
the
can taste it, but it's like.
I ain't getting that heat though. It's talking about. I thought it would have been really heat, just being warm, like room temperature or whatever. Actually, it's not really that room temperature. Okay, let's go for the glass. That shit looked like soda, yo. Oh shit! I'm leaking.
Me too.
I'm just throw it on the desk.
Leaking.
Ah, that's what she said.
Oh my god, childish.
Ah! I am 35 years old. Damn, Negro, you didn't fucking drink the whole damn cup almost, too.
This is gonna taste so much better over ice.
This looks like cola. You know what it kind of tastes like right now? Like vanilla Diet Coke.
That's what it is, because there's, like, yeah. Not a lot, like, the carbonation is there, but it's not, like, a lot of carbonation.
No.
So it kind of almost tastes like,
it's cause the
like,
calories.
When you go somewhere and you get a drink, and, like, you try your soda, and it's either diet, or, like, it's a little flat.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of tastes,
It tastes like Coke Zero, probably, because it's got zero added calories, and it's a low calorie or whatever. Here, let's throw some ice on that bad boy now. Oh, shit, it's hard getting.
I think it's gonna be good with ice.
You might need to pour more on your shit.
I ain't gonna pour more.
I like how you throw that ice in there. It did fizz up a little bit more, yeah. Oh, you did that perfect this time.
She's like, I'm a pro now. I know how to work this.
I think this is gonna be good with ice.
I gotta let it sit for a little bit. Why are you over there smiling and shit like that? Like you about to fuck the glass.
Because I think it's going to be really good with the ice once it's cold.
Wow, did you sniff that with the ice?
No.
It smells different now. It smells like...
It doesn't smell as sweet now.
No. It smells with, like, the actual Coke now. That color, man, I tell you.
It looks just like how Coke would.
I don't know, man. A bourbon or even a rye for 2 years, that's not really going to do much with the alcohol, to be honest with her. I think they should have went like 4 years or something up.
That's just because you want something stronger.
No, it's because you don't fucking taste it, really.
I mean, I could taste it.
I taste it, but I don't taste the alcohol part of it.
I think that's supposed to be the point of it.
Oh, I don't want that to be the point.
I'm just saying, like, there's people out there that like alcoholic drinks that taste like straight alcohol, and then there's people out there that get, like, these cocktail drinks because they don't want it to taste like straight alcohol.
This gonna get you fucked
up.
So
I think this is the point right here. That's the point.
This gonna get you fucked up.
You drink it, and you can't really taste the alcohol, so you're gonna get fucked up quick because you're gonna drink a whole bunch of these because you can't really taste the alcohol.
I spent $13 on this. God damn it. Oh, you mind go get me a napkin?
A paper towel?
Yeah, might need a few.
Jesus, that just like, that squirted all over me.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I just like wasted a shit ton of it. Yeah. Man. Oh well. Thank you. Thank you. All over my new chair.
Well, at least I got some on here too.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you that yeah, that's probably the point. My
floor, my heart was gonna smell like fucking bourbon cola now.
At least your chair is leather.
Yeah, that's a positive. See, like, that's why I was worried about that beige color. I was like, that thing gonna get dirty. But yeah, that's fine. So,
your ice is melting now. Oh, it is melting down. It's melting fast too. I like
this
it better.
Would make, I
like it better with ice.
Me too.
It tastes like a cream soda now.
I think this would make a really, really good float.
Yeah. I think this is, when I get out of this, I think this was meant to be mixed with stuff.
Yeah. Like, with some vanilla ice cream, this would be really good.
I personally don't like it because I'm not really that big of a soda guy, and I think it has too much soda for me. But I don't think it's terrible, or nor do I think it's like, you know, oh, I would never drink this again. It's just not my cup of tea, per se.
I would drink this again.
I don't do, and plus, none of that, I don't mix soda with fucking whiskey. I think that's disgusting, actually, whatever.
I like drinks that are mixed.
Well, because you mix.
I would drink that again.
Well, because you mix.
Like, if they had this at, like, a bar or something, I would get it.
How many times do you go to a bar?
Not often. That's not the point here.
Oh, that's not the point. Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell? Girl said, oh, I gotta go to a bar.
Or like, you know when you go out, like even when you go out to restaurants.
Or when you went to a strip club?
I've never been to a strip club.
You went with you?
No, I didn't.
He told you to get him in an hour when he went upstairs. And,
that was you.
And 4 hours passed by. He was terrible at
that.
That
was you.
Oh.
That was not me.
Oh, was that me? Okay.
Yeah, like, you know when you go to restaurants and they bring you the drink menu and everything? Like, if they had this on there, I think I would get it. Because it's not really... You're not going to get fucked up off of it after one of them. It doesn't taste bad.
That's all these cocktails in the cans are. You're never going to get fucked up on any of them or whatever. Because the percentage on it is so low. It's like, yeah, and then they go for more flavor than they go alcohol. I will say the ones I had in the Socho store that just add ice, which taste organic and everything, those will get you fucked up.
These are really good, though. I like them.
Too much soda for me. Too diet.
So you're not a soda person.
No, I'm not a soda.
I mean, I'm not, like, big on soda either, but...
You like certain flavors.
Yeah.
I could see mom's liking this because it has that Dr. Pepper kind of...
I think she would like this.
I don't like Dr. Pepper. I never liked Dr. Pepper, even when I was drinking soda back
then. I think
she
would like this. It does taste better with the ice, though.
It does
These
taste better.
These are drinks that you should probably put in the fridge.
Yeah, this tastes better with ice. Much better. I don't know why they didn't have this in the fridge. They had it on the shelf, to be honest.
Yeah, it should be in the fridge.
Yeah. I think our other brother would like this, too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd probably...
I think he would, too.
If matter of fact, does it even say bourbon on here? If he didn't see that, he'd drink this shit. Oh, he'd probably read it. Yeah, it says bourbon with cola.
But this tastes good.
Wait a minute. What does that say? Okay, it says bourbon with cola, but then they say they aged it with rye whiskey. That's not bourbon, then. Oh, high rye bourbon. Oh, high rye bourbon. Okay.
I think I like it, too.
This is a high rye bourbon.
Yeah, see, I think I like it because...
Blue Run, and that's better high rye, if you ask me. They should have used that bourbon.
I like soda, certain sodas.
Yeah.
And I like bourbon. I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, those two things don't go together.
Well, they do with this drink, because this drink is not bad. It for sure tastes better than all the seltzers we tried.
Well, because this ain't seltzer. This is a real drink. This is,
I actually think I like this better than... The Bacardi drinks that we
have. Nah, I don't go that far now. No.
I do.
No. That Bahama. But
you are saying no because you don't like soda.
I don't like soda. It's too soda-ry for me. I mean, and not only that, it's too diet style kind, like the low calorie thing. I need some sugar. You ain't gonna give me.
That's what it is. You don't like it too because they didn't put any added sugar. So it's yeah, like
this tastes healthy. this tastes like a liberal smoothie. Tastes like a brown smoothie.
But I think this is a drink that will like sneak up on you because you can't really taste the alcohol. So you're
just I don't taste any alcohol in it.
Keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking.
I'm the godfather of whiskey. This would never fuck me up. I'll tell you this right now, though. I couldn't drink four of these because I just don't care for the taste.
I wouldn't be able to drink four of them, but I mean, I could drink a whole can of it. Like, it's not something that's like super good where I would tell somebody, oh, you have to go and get this and
try it. It's the size of a soda can.
But it's not bad either.
The finish, there's nothing there. I don't think there's nothing there. Get a little sweetener on the. I think that's another thing I don't like too. Artificial sweetener. I don't like artificial sweetening. I don't like that on my liquor at all. I like everything to be organic and natural and stuff like that. So that kind of bothers me. I think the ingredients bother me the most as far as it tastes. It leaves a little aftertaste too, which is not bad. It's just something I don't want to remember. See, I taste that bourbon a little bit, but I only taste the characteristics of it. I don't taste the alcohol of it. So, it's a little too light for me. Actually, it's way too light. It has like
for enough. You, it's way too light.
Yeah. You a lightweight, though, so.
For me, yeah. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say, it's a little light.
You're goddamn right, it's a little light. It's way too light. Yeah, you goddamn right.
It's a little light. You can't really taste the alcohol.
At all. It definitely
like
fades away.
You know
away.
That it's there.
You definitely fades away when that ice is added in there. It's like, yeah, ain't shit up in this now. I honestly don't think it's... And to be fair, it's not even a fair criticism either. I was going to say, I don't think it's offering anything, but it literally says it on the box or whatever. It's just bourbon and cola. They ain't adding nothing else to this. It ain't got, like, no flavor hints of vanilla or anything like that and stuff like that, so...
Which is weird, though, because it does taste a lot like vanilla.
It tastes like vanilla Coke.
Yeah. It's like a vanilla Coke and like a cream soda.
It's because of the high rye bourbon, that's why. The high rye bourbon most likely has vanilla. I don't know which high rye bourbon that was aged for 2 years that they used or whatever, but they most likely used it's vanilla ingredients on the bourbon.
Did this drink come in different flavors? Like,
no, this is the only thing.
This is the only thing?
This is the only thing I saw. It was the last case, too. It just caught my eye because it was just so different and unique, and I love the colors of it.
You know why I think people buy this? Because there's a lot of people out there, and I hate this drink, I absolutely hate it, but there's a lot of people out there that go to bars and stuff and order the fucking Jack Daniels with Coke.
Ugh.
And I think that is why this was probably the last box. A lot of people surprisingly drink that.
Wait, they still order that?
Yes, a lot of people still drink that.
That's just fucking disgusting,
exactly.
Yo.
But I think this is probably why that was the last box on the shelf.
Whoever came up with that idea of mixing Jack Daniels and Coke, they need their ass beat. Nuke Picnic says, I had this at a friend's barbecue a few weeks ago, and it was delicious. I've been searching for it ever since, and I'm excited to find it here.
I can see that, drinking this at a barbecue.
Got a 4-pack on a whim on the way to a summer pool party and was surprised how perfectly it fit the bill. The cola flavor is far more sophisticated than the standard soda pop. Is that true?
No, it tastes like, I mean, like, if you
it tastes like regular cola.
Soda, like,
yeah, like.
It tastes like a diet soda, like.
Somebody said it's less sweet. I mean, that doesn't make it a sophisticated soda, though. It just took out the calories on the sodas. I mean, that, it's just basically a Coke Zero then, really. Where was it? Oh, and then, oh, here it goes. It's less sweet, and the advertised kick of spicy heat really feels grown up, and you can feel it. No, you cannot.
You cannot.
That's bullshit. See, I don't feel any
heat. I don't
know
what they're doing to this drink.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They must be sipping it over a campfire because there's no heat on this at all. There's no kick. I think that's why I was false advertising for me. He also goes on, and the bourbon is far higher quality than it probably needs to be. That I disagree with, too, because you barely taste the fucking bourbon.
Yeah, you could barely taste it.
You could put any generic bourbon in this and you would have been like...
I'm a lightweight and I'm even sitting... Like, you can barely taste it.
And you drink only my bourbon, and you know I got high quality bourbon. But if I stuck any generic bourbon in there, you'd be like, it's the same bourbon, right? You go back to your old faith, tastes like alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because you cannot tell.
I don't think you could have put a higher quality bourbon in it, because if you did, like, I think it would just overpower the cola.
You know what?
I think. Yeah, mix it in yours.
Now, this is a high rye bourbon. This is Blue Run. We about to experiment.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew? Disgusting. What? I lick all my bottles. She's like, oh. Well, I know that, but still, like, she gotta lick it.
I wonder what that tastes like now.
Oh, it probably tastes fucking delicious now. You know, the ice probably ruined it now. There's probably like a little condensation in there. Ooh, you smell it though. Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. Shout out to Blue Run on this one. Yeah, let me finish reading this review first. Let's see. Just boozy enough for a very mellow, pleasant buzz. You're not getting fucking buzz off no one can of this. What the fuck is he talking about?
Maybe these are older people that are saying this.
Add the spacey can art for a sense of upbeat occasion. I agree with that.
Actually, I think I know what they mean by the little heat. That was sitting there for a little bit, and I drank it from the can. It's a little bit, because it tastes different from the can than it does in a glass.
And since then, I also keep some around to crack open when a beer feels like it'll be too heavy. I actually prefer this in the summer. I saw this at my local Bel Air and picked it up to try. It's my new go-to. Delicious and refreshing all while being calorie conscious. Looking forward to many poolside summer days with these. Maybe because it's raining and that's why I'm not enjoying it. Somebody just wrote, I love this stuff.
I could see where people were saying poolside, summer, barbecue.
Somebody said, 3 months ago, decided to try the drink while stopping at the Total Wine in Pasadena after the store had a promotion for it in the store. I believe I even met the owner of the drink. I'd like to meet the owner of the drink and be like, what bourbon did you use in this? It's the perfect mix of cola and bourbon without it being too overwhelming or sweet. It's my go-to now. I even drove to San Dimas Total Wine once Pasadena was out of sight. You out your fucking mind. I ain't driving this far for this.
I wouldn't drive that far for this.
You know you can just order the fucking thing, right?
I'm just saying, I would not drive that far for this.
Yeah, like, you enjoy it.
Like, it's not bad, but it's not, like,
I ain't driving no San Dimas for this shit. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like,
I want you to try it.
I think it's because for me, bourbon and cola is just not a thing to me that goes together. And whenever I've tasted it, it's always tasted the same. The only thing different about this is the less calories and the additive sugar and stuff. So let's sip this now. I think the water, you know, it's probably a bad idea to do it after the ice because the ice probably watered it down or whatever. So, ooh. That's not the right amount. You should put more in it. Because it's on to something. It's on to something. I think that's what it was. I think the ice kind of fucked up. Just take a little baby sip. Just a little baby sip. Don't take too much. Just take a little baby sip.
That tastes like straight alcohol.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I don't know what you're on to. You might as well just drink Blue Run straight from the bottle. Because it tastes like straight alcohol.
It tastes good now. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, Blue Run. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Let me sip this from the can, see if this heat you're talking about. Let me see if I can get this heat.
It's not heat, like, but there's like a little.
It's just warm.
Like, well,
I see what you're talking about.
It's like a little.
It's on like the side of my tongue.
Yeah, like,
I can feel it there. It's like a little spice more than the heat or whatever and stuff. It's a little bit, yeah. But if you're drinking this by a fucking pool, you're not drinking it out of a can. Unless you had it in the refrigerator, then. Never mind.
If it's in the fridge or you had it in a cooler, then yeah.
But would you even taste that if it was in the fridge, though? Because we didn't taste that from the glass. I mean, obviously it tastes different when you pour it from glass to can or whatever stuff. But, like, the more you chill it down, I don't think you would taste that. Hold on. Let me sip this concoction I made here.
It's not even a concoction. It's literally, like, Blue Run with, like, a drip of.
Well, here. I'll even it out then for you. Goddamn.
That was not even. That ratio
was not even. That was even. You heard that little. Did that microphone hear that? It's like.
That gloop. Was not even.
Gloop. Gloop. Mm. Oh, yeah. No, that's too much soda.
You are. out of your mind. Oh. You're insane.
Yeah! Oh! Yeah! Yeah! Here, you can have this.
I don't want that. I don't want your concoction.
Why not? My concoction. Oh. I think it's killing some cells. Ooh. Yeah, so I'm gonna get Blue Run Last Drop. That's not what we're reviewing?
No.
Oh. Oh, what were we reviewing again? I thought it was Blue
Run. We're reviewing this.
Oh, right Cosmic Black. Oh, that's right. Cosmic Black. That's right, yeah. So Blue Run gets a last drop for me. That's a drop of fame right there. That's a Hall of Fame. Kiss that bottle. Yeah. No. After I licked it.
No.
Yeah. I only licked the top part of it. I don't lick the bottom. It's dusty down there. I got to wipe these bottles today. You know, because I got to get my year-end, all my fines photos and stuff like that. Look at this. Look at this. Gosh. It still smells the same. That's a little weird, right? It still smells the same.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it still smells the same.
No, it does not.
All that goddamn cola in there.
That does not smell like this.
I'm just not. Yeah, see, this is not for me. What are you rating this? You giving it a one?
I'm not giving it a one. I'm giving it like a...
If you say 1.5, I swear I'm going to be like, thought you liked this shit.
I'm going to give it like a two.
Oh. That's...
Two and a half.
Okay. Oh, you giving it a 2.5?
Like a two and a half.
No, you gotta pick one.
2.5.
No, okay.
It's not bad. Like, I'm not.
So you spent $13 on this?
No.
So you might want to drop that back to a two then, huh? So you didn't pay for it. See, that's why you didn't. You were so high. So you paid $13?
Yeah, I'm in between with this because it's not
bad,
but would I go in the store and be like, ooh, I'm looking for this. This is exactly what I came here for.
So no. You want to take your comment back about this being better than Bacardi?
No.
It's not better than the Bacardi drinks, girl. Like, let's just stop it.
Well, they're two different type of drinks.
Yeah, obviously. So, but that's better.
I actually kind of like this. But it's because I...
You gave this a two, and you gave the Bacardi drinks damn near a fucking last drop. You gave those threes.
But they're different type of drinks.
Like, that don't mean no different.
This has, like, soda in it.
It's disgusting.
But like a soda type of drink, it's not bad.
Soda's disgusting.
To you.
No, it's disgusting.
You don't drink soda.
Yeah, because it's disgusting. It'll kill you.
Oh, my God.
It's got bad stuff in it. It's got all them bad ingredients and stuff like that in it. Drink a real drink. Blue Run. It'll keep you alive forever. It's got all them good ingredients and natural.
We are not sponsored right now. This isn't a free advertisement.
Oh, okay. Got all those natural ingredients and stuff like that. Look what it says on the back. Oh. Yeah, there you go. 65% corn, 30% rye, 5% malt. That's all you need. That's all you need in life.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. Well, if you're giving this a two, then I drop a... Jones are like, you about to be unfair as fuck. No, I am. It's a one. Ooh, that's bad. That might as well be a fuck it.
Like, what did you give the seltzers?
I gave them fuck it. I said, don't ever fucking drink these drinks again.
I was just wondering, because this is
better than seltzer, yeah.
Seltzers.
I put an asterisk on it. This is just not for me. I don't like, first of all, I don't like the calorie free of a soda.
If you're somebody who enjoys drinking diet soda, you're going to like this drink.
Okay, even when I drank soda when I was in elementary school and in sixth grade or whatever, diet soda tastes like shit, okay?
It does.
And if you're trying to drink soda, you might as well just drink regular goddamn soda. I mean, diet soda, ain't doing much different, dude.
Yeah, if you're that person that gets diet Dr. Pepper or whatever diet drink you get, you're going to like
it. Yeah, you're going to love the fuck out of this, actually.
You're going to like it.
I feel like this is better to be mixed with, but that's not the point of it. They're not trying... I mean, you can mix
it. If there's anybody out there that drinks this, try it with some vanilla ice cream and tell me how it is. I really think this would be good as a float.
Why don't you fucking try it? You got two
months. We don't have no vanilla ice cream.
Well, then you go get some. You got two fucking cans right there because I ain't drinking the motherfucker. So, you know what? I might even be fair. I'll probably say 1.5. How about that? I'll go 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 and a
2. That's what you're giving it?
A 2.
Oh, okay, 1.5, okay, and a 2. All right, yeah, 1.5 for me then. $13, I think the...
I don't think they should be $13. I think they should be more like $8.
They were $11.99 with tax, and it came out $13.
It should be like $7.99.
Which, by the way, the Bacardi drinks was only $8.99. Yeah.
Maybe they upped the price because... clearly a lot of people like this drink, and this one was the last one on the shelf, so maybe that's why.
Motherfucker drove all the way to San Dimas.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of people that like this drink. So
I got to be honest. My first point of conversation on here is going to be like, does anybody actually buy these cocktail in the can drinks?
I think a lot of people do.
Oh. I drink them because, like, I like to try what's already pre-made to see, like, oh, if that could be a good go-to. The Bacardi ones for me, that's the echelon right now for me. I do want to try that mezcal one. The mezcal margarita one, I bet that one's probably fucking fire. See, now I do think that mezcal, because I think that one's also said no calories too. I think that actually works. But for like something bourbon, when you put no calorie on that shit, it's just like, yeah, that doesn't go together. That don't go together at all. But like tequila, mezcals, and shit like that, I think it actually works better. I think what JoJo said is correct. This is more if you like diet stuff, like diet Cokes and diet Dr. Peppers and stuff like that. Yeah. I think she's also right, too, that this would make a fucking fantastic float. But we're not reviewing floats and Dr. Peppers right now. Because if we were reviewing Diet Dr. Pepper right now, give it a fuck it. Actually, one of our new lower ratings is, you can keep that motherfucker. And that's what I would keep.
Wow, that's what I would have gave to the seltzers. One of them.
Keep that motherfucker.
Like, drinking those seltzers made me want to go back to wherever the hell you bought it from.
Yeah.
And throw it back at them.
I got that from 50 Cent when he went to the shoe store, and the shoe store dude told him them shoes were $3,000, and he said, you can keep them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He said, how can them shoes cost more than them shoes? They're the same shoe. He said this one was leased in 2000-something.
Oh, just, I was going to say, was the colorway different?
He said, this is some goddamn bullshit right here. He said, you could buy a motherfucking Chrysler car with that goddamn one. I was like, you know what? I never liked 50 Cent that much until I respect that man now, whatever, because he's completely right on that. And when he said, you can keep that motherfucker, I said, you goddamn right you can keep that motherfucker right there. So, yeah, this isn't close to that. It isn't. So, I'm going to give it a 1.5, and I'm happy with that.
I'm giving it a 2.
Okay, well, I need a real drink now, so we're going to wrap this up. You got any last thoughts you'd like to say before you venture off into the world of the unknown for the next 2 weeks before you come back on for Twisted Tea?
No.
No? Okay, good. And I didn't want to hear you talk anymore anyway. I love when you talk. The audience loves you. You haven't been around for 11 months. But
it's been a while.
Yeah. I don't drink as much. I work for the FBI. So
I do
I can't,
not work for the FBI. What are you talking about?
I work for the CIA. And they can't.
I don't even work for the CIA.
They don't allow me to drink on such podcasts or whatever. That's why I go by JoJo. I gotta use fake names and shit. Yeah.
Weird.
That's why I use fake names. You can't locate me. Can't find me, bitch. Anyway, though, people, thank you for starting off this year, right? Oh, I can lean back now. Like Terror Squad. You know they made some Terror Squad Air Force Ones? They look like shit.
They sound like they would look like shit.
Lean back. I have a colleague, former colleague at the bottom. And he turned sweaty. He turned back. He said, I don't know what I was thinking by these. His name is Chris. Chris NY. He said, I'm sending those back, man. He said, because they sit on the shoe, on the tongue. It said, Joey Crack. He said, what the hell is Joey Crack? He says, that is Fat Joe's alias? I said, yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, people are going to get out of here now. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
And I'm JoJo.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same. You don't know this next part, whatever, so I'll just go ahead and finish that for you. And glasses will never be dry.